what that enables for the city centre is a far nicer and more vibrant place for people to live, work and visit through a dramatically better public transport system. At the moment, our public transport is stuck in the same traffic that everybody else is. Actually, if we create better journeys that mean that people can drive in and stop where they need to and then make use of hopper buses and protected road space for cycles and other modes of transport, we can create something that is so much better than what we've got today, and by 2045 have delivered far nicer neighbourhoods for our residents to live in, while creating somewhere that is so much better to visit and so much more prosperous for employers and for everyone that is part of our economy. For residents within the five neighbourhoods, the five zones that the city would be divided up into, they can access the things, the services, the facilities within their neighbourhood by car if they need to, although the neighbourhoods are of a size that for a lot of people walking and cycling will be the best way to get around anyway, as they probably do already. But if you want to travel into a different neighbourhood, then the best way of doing that will be walking, cycling, or using the public transport options that this plan opens up. If you did want to drive, say for example the supermarket was in a different neighbourhood to the one that you live in, yes, you could go back out of your neighbourhood and pick up part of the new outer ring or partial ring to get there. But actually, by 2045, will people be driving to their supermarket in the same way that they do now? There'll be different supermarkets available, or you'll be using home delivery, or you'll use the transport network, maybe a hopper bus that runs every few minutes, to go and choose your shopping and then have it delivered back to you in a much more efficient way by using a single delivery vehicle that would drop off shopping to multiple different houses. So actually, if we think long term, this is a much better way of going about getting your groceries, still being able to get to your GPs, to the hospital, to whatever it is you need to access, but doing so in a way that really reduces private car movements and creates a much nicer environment for us all to enjoy. The proposals use AMPR cameras like the ones we've got in our car parks so that we don't have to create hard barriers. We're not physically preventing anybody from going anywhere. But if you did decide to use a private car to travel between the different neighbourhoods, then you'd receive a fine, you'd receive a ticket. And that means that if in an emergency, you'd still wouldn't physically be prevented from heading somewhere. But it also makes it very, very easy for taxis, public transport, people with blue badges to move between the neighbourhoods completely unhindered. It would only be for those without a permit or without a permit that enables them to go a certain way. It would be to prevent them from doing so that other modes of transport like public transport can prevail instead. The vision that this local plan puts forward is certainly radical. It's very exciting, but there's an awful lot of detail and an awful lot of work and evidence that has come to getting to this point. It's going to take time for people to absorb that and understand it and think about actually in 20 years time, how will we move around? And has our local council and has our local leadership delivered us a vision that will help us get there and will help us to be able to grow and to prosper and be ready for whatever the future is going to bring for the city of Canterbury? I believe that this plan does that, but what we need people to do is work with us to comment on the proposals, give us their thoughts and ideas, identify where they can see problems with it, so that throughout this consultation period, we can learn and then we can put forward a second draft of the plan, ready to go to the planning inspector late next year, and that can include everybody's contributions to make the plan as strong and as viable as possible so that we can go to the inspector with a really great plan for our district.